Now those have been referred to, or they've said that these
emotional.
Are, right. Okay. Yeah. I think you mentioned, or we didn't mention these before, but we were talking about melons. They are large and green, and people sometimes pickle the rind. What different kinds do you know of?
I repeat that.
I think you meant, well, you didn't mention this particular type, but these, but they are large and green, and people sometimes pickle the rind. What kind do, other kinds do you know of? Or what is the basic kind that's green, and people eat them, and sometimes they pickle the rind? Green, and it's red, the part that you eat is red.
That's the watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now a few minutes ago, you mentioned toadstools, mushrooms. All right, which one is it that you don't eat?
The toadstool.
Okay. All right, if a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
He could chew it, but he couldn't.
Could not swallow.
Okay. If a child were playing with a ball and you were afraid he'd put it in his mouth, you might tell someone, I'm worried that he might do what to
swallow it.
Okay. What do people smoke?
Cigarettes.
Anything else?
Cigars.
Okay. All right, there are a lot of people at the party having a good time. They were standing around the piano doing what? Somebody else was playing, so the rest of the group was doing what?
Singing.
All right, and if a funny story had been told, they'd all be what?
Laughing.
Okay. Somebody offers to do you a favor, you say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
in trouble, inconvenience you.
No. If somebody offers to do you a favor, you say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be to the other person, as a term that you might use with reference to the other person. So you say, I don't want to be blank to you, so that's all right, thank you. All right, if I do a favor for you now, then of course, when you need a favor, then later on, I'm what to you?
Indebted to me.
Or what else? Okay, I was looking for obligated.
Obligated.
Okay. Somebody asks about doing a certain job, and you say, sure, I blank it, with reference to whether you can or not. What would you say?
I will take it.
No, not whether you would take it or not, but if somebody asks about doing you a certain job, and you say, sure, they want to know if you're able to perform this job or not, so what would you tell them you would do if you could do it?
I would be able to do it.
Okay. If you're not able to do something, you say, I'd like to, but
I can.
Okay. Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, I got up to work before sunup, and I blank all I'm going to do today.
I've worked all I'm going to do today.
Now listen to what you said, and I blank all I'm going to do today.
I've done all I'm going to do today.
Okay. If you are talking about the fact that so few of your old friends are still alive, you might say, I've spent all week looking for my high school classmates, and it seems that they're all...
Repeat that.
If you are talking about the fact that so few of your old friends are still alive, you might say, I've spent all week looking for my high school classmates, and it seems they're...
All dead.
Okay. Now, moving on. In such a situation, he blanks to be careful. Or speaking of the fact that corn seems short, you might say, at this time of year, it, if you were talking about somebody being cautious or something, you would say that he needs to be what?
Repeat that.
All right, even in your shop area, when you're